Right, we have our interviewee in the studio. Good to see you, Ruben.
Hello. How you doing? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you here, buddy. So, we're going to talk a little bit about the Isle of Wight stock and your Good Grief channel.
Yeah.
So, start me off. Tell me a little bit about what the Isle of Wight stock website has to offer.
Well, shall I tell you, the listeners who might not know me, a little bit about me to add some context? Would that be helpful,
Ross? Do you know what?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I'm Ruben. I'm a videographer and photographer. I'm from the Isle of Wight.
Hello.
Hello. I love the Isle of Wight. I think the Isle of Wight's brilliant. I've travelled around on tour and various jobs and stuff I've had in the past as a videographer, and I've always loved coming back to the Isle of Wight. And so I made a stock website, and for those that don't know what stock is, it's videos and photos one could purchase to represent their business or project or something like that. So, you know, Ross, if you started up a rival radio station and you needed a picture, let's say you called it Isle of Whitish Radio, you know. Let's say you needed a picture of the Needles. I mean, yeah. You could go and get that on Google, but you would need a license. And so Isle of Wight stock provide licenses on pictures that me and friends have taken, basically.
So basically you can get images of the island,
yes,
that you're not going to get in trouble for copyright.
That's right. And, yeah, and they're really affordable, which is really important because we want to rebrand the Isle of Wight. We're passionate about people using assets and photos and videos, Ross, that would impact their business in a positive way.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fair for the photographer, you know, someone like myself gets paid fairly, and also great for the business. Great rates. You can use it across Europe, US, Asia, and it's got an indefinite license, so you can use the image forever. And some people, you know, they charge if after 3 years, if you want to keep using that image, they say, well, it's going to cost you.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people don't realise when they do take pictures off the internet. As we said, you know, you're technically stealing, and people don't realise that.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's a crazy world out there. Yeah. So to stay safe, you know, you get the right license. And
well,
stuff.
There is fines and penalties that can be done and so there forth. If so, yeah, it's a great tool. And I must admit, looking through it, you've got some beautiful pictures.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, that's very kind. You know, I love the island, so it's easy to just go and take beautiful pictures because it's such a stunning place, isn't it?
It is, it is. And different times of the day, you know, different times of year. You can get all different kind of aspects of the island as well.
Yeah, absolutely,
so,
mate.
Must
yeah.
be really fun to do.
It is, and you know, what I've learned doing this is that there's lots of parts, many parts of the island that I've never been to that I'm kind of like, you know, I've not seen this part of Knighton before. I've never been to the beach down there before. It's really interesting. And so to get that perspective, that push to find unique little gems that maybe people don't know about, and then bringing it to a bigger audience has been very fulfilling and great, and makes me fall in love more so with the Isle of Wight.
No, that's fair. That's fair, because I must admit, on the island, a lot of people think, oh, I've done everything. I've seen everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, don't reckon you have, actually. So it's going to be, actually makes me want to look and dig up, see if I can find some bits and
well, there you go.
Try and locate them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing as well, if you are a budding photographer or a videographer, it's not just my website. This is a marketplace where people can upload their own assets and get paid commission for the sales that they make. So just a shout out, if you're a photographer out there that's looking to make some passive income, then you can do so on Isle of Wight stock, and we'd be delighted to take some assets if they hit our quality standards. That would be great.
Oh, that's brilliant. So basically, if they're taking nice photos, they can actually get in touch with you to get them uploaded effectively and potentially earn something from it as well.
Yeah, man. And we work with really cool companies that are always looking for great assets. You know, I'll name a couple. We've worked with Mermaid Gin, Rapa Nui, Isle of Wight Tomatoes, Charmwood, Vlaze, just to name a few. They're all licensed stuff off the website to promote the Isle of Wight, and that could be you.
Yeah. Well, I saw Sav from Mermaid Gin actually at the Bargeman's Rest the other day, and
did
say that I was interviewing you. Went, oh, he's done loads of work for me. Love the guy.
Oh,
so
that's very
cool. I was like, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that. And we've got Mermaid in
Sav's
there as well. So
yeah,
he is. He's a lovely guy as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, what you're doing is really good, and that gives a really good asset to people who want to do marketing and so forth. But obviously, going backwards, you know, you started off, well, music's one thing, but we'll go into that maybe towards the end. But it's videography and photography
yes,
that
mate.
You've really kind of, well, as much as it is a your work, yeah. your career, you do really enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how you land up on these things. I mean, it's the same with you, isn't it? I know that you went to Platform One.
Yeah.
And you've kind of
landed... Guinea pig year.
Guinea pig year. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and like I said, this studio was the practice place for the bands.
That's mental. I didn't know that. So that's really cool.
It's brought me back here.
Yeah. But you kind of landed on your feet having left Platform One, but, you know, working within music, within, you know, Four Vectors Radio and such, but... You know, and it was the same with me. I started in music, but I vaguely ended up in a creative field that involves music, which is, you know, videography and photography. And it's led me in all sorts of different directions, is really.
Because you do drone footage as well, isn't it?
Drones,
yeah. And some of that footage is really, really quite impressive. You know, you've seen different angles of the Isle of Wight.
I tell you what, mate, flying them is a bit nerve-wracking. Have you ever flown a drone before?
No.
It's like just like attaching £2,000 to a like a, you know, little propeller and just sending it off and hoping for the best.
Hoping it comes back. Doesn't land in the sea.
Oh, dude. Drone anxiety is a real thing.
And is it really?
I suffer from it big time. Oh, it's so nerve-wracking, yeah, honestly.
Oh, that's brilliant. So you've obviously done quite a few of them, I think. So how did you find your first... It's completely irrelevant to what we're talking about.
No,
but your first ever drone outing, how did that go?
Well, you know, I got into drones when I was starting my business, my first business, and I knew that there was definitely a gap in the market on the Isle of Wight. People, you know, would be benefiting from drone photography if it existed, but it didn't. Mm. So I thought I'd go and buy one. And I realised the licensing and everything like that was so complicated. I went to Manchester... And I was there for a 3-day course.
Right.
And on the final day, there was a written examination. And then I had to go back up to Manchester for a practical flight. And then a final test or something. Anyway, it ended up costing me like £1,600 for the course. And it's just so complicated. And it was like a 50-page ops manual.
So it's either an expensive hobby or something you have to use to your benefit.
Oh, this is back in 2016. This is when I started. It's very different now.
Yeah, well, there's no fly zones and everything. Yeah.
It's a lot more accessible now, though. So it's way easier. Yeah. You know, you only need... It's like an £80 license. It's like a renewed once a year or something like that. So
that's nice, isn't it?
It's much better for people getting started. When I started, it was just horrific.
Didn't worry there's going to be too many drones up there. Like, you'd be doing your filming and it's like, oh, I just clipped another one.
Do you know what? In the videography world, we have like... you would just shout meters to each other. Okay. So if you were a drone pilot and a friend of mine shouts, Sam Scadrill, we were working at Cows Week and he shouted at me, he was like 41 meters. So I know that he's at 41 meters. So as long as I avoided 41 meters, I would not crash into him. So
got you.
I think we'll be all right for the time being, although they can be quite annoying. Can't they? I know I'm a pilot, but I know they can be quite annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Well, obviously, that's the Isle of Wight stock. So first of all, if people want to give you their images, their assets, how do they go about doing that?
Well, it's all on the same website you would visit if you wanted to purchase something. It's isleofwightstock.com. And you can check us out on and any social medias as well. We go around interviewing people on the streets, asking what they think of the Isle of Wight, which is always very colourful.
I bet you get some very positive and some very dark.
Yeah, it's interesting opening up and listening to what people think about the Isle of Wight and their honest opinions. And some people are really grateful to be here. Some people have paid a lot of money to be here. Some people have waited over a decade to come and live here.
Mm.
And yet you get other people that can't stand it and would love to move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my immediate question is, well, why don't you? But you know,
stop moaning about it. Get on with it.
It's not always that simple. I understand that. But you can head to our website, isleofwightstock.com. And there's a separate page if you want to be a contributor to upload anything up to there.
Brilliant.
But yeah, if you just want to have a look at a little peruse, Ross, on the art, on the website, you can buy some of that the images, by the way, and just print them and put them on your walls.
Nice.
It's $9.99 to do that. I mean, it's an absolute flipping bargain, mate.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go, mate.
Christmas sorted.
Yeah.
Your mum or your nan, you know, they always love a picture of the needles, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
A bit of your what it was and what it is now. You could highlight with that.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. So, yeah. So, also, as well as that, Kai, I would notice your YouTube channel about the culinary delights of the Isle of Wight as well. Yes. Good grief.
Good grief indeed.
Good grief.
I'm a busy chap. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of, and to explain this, why we decided to do this is, you know, our mission is to transform the Isle of Wight, and we want to see people excited about the Isle of Wight. And a cornerstone of that, in my opinion, is food and drink. I think community can spring up around great food and drink, and supporting farmers, you know, distributors, mm-hmm. and restaurants and pubs. At a grassroots level on the island, I think we should all be doing that. And so a friend and I started Good Grief as kind of like a joke, to be honest with you. And it's kind of grown legs and become a very real thing. And
that's how some of the best things come around, though, isn't it?
Yes.
You literally was like, oh, let's do this for a laugh.
See what happens.
This is actually pretty good. This is working.
Exactly. And so to explain to your listeners, Dave, what it is we basically go to restaurants and we will order the entire menu. And then we will eat
the whole
menu. And so, I mean, we've been to loads of great places, but
why are you not bigger? You're still skinny.
Well, it's good of you to say that. I have put on some weight, but naturally doing that job, you would, wouldn't you, Ross?
But that comes from becoming a father recently, I think. You know?
It does. Yeah, that doesn't help either. Yeah. But no, notably, I think we've been to the Hut. We had their menu, which was ridiculous, by the way. That was unbelievable.
See, I'm a really fussy eater, so I'd really struggle to do these. He starts to be like, send that out, but without that on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I'm that guy. Yeah. I'm that guy.
I'll just eat it as the chef intended. That's like my...
I'm sorry.
Give it a go. It's worth it.
As long as it's not vinegar.
Really? Vinegar's your...
Yeah, it's my nemesis.
Your line in the sand.
And I've got actually a fear of ketchup.
What?
Yeah, an actual fear of ketchup. And I run a bar that sells food as well.
You've got a fear of ketchup? Yeah.
If I ever end up with a bit of ketchup on my finger, you'll see me just go...
Why are you afraid of ketchup, though? What's happened? You're right.
I think it's happened some friends with some really bad ketchup habits in the past. The ones that used to leave it in the corner of the room for a few days and their room would smell of fermented ketchup.
Right, but that caused you to actually genuinely have a fear of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't mug you or
grim. Like, yeah, I could deal with a lot of more disgusting things.
Oh, and you're repulsed by it rather than like you're afraid of it.
Yeah, but no, if I get it on my finger, I'm literally like...
Oh, really?
But like, I have to go wash my hands.
Well, David, I'll remember that in the future.
Right? Hey, no stitching me up. I'll keep my eye on you.
Oh, dear. But no, what about the cow? Do you like the cow?
Yes. Yeah, I enjoy. I haven't eaten there yet.
Okay.
But it's over at Tapnell Farm, isn't it?
Yeah. Would recommend that. I mean, those guys up there are doing great stuff. And generally... What we like to do is support Isle of Wight Providence, which would mean, you know, made on the Isle of Wight for people on the Isle of Wight, for Isle of Wight business. And so that's what we really push. And so one of the best places we've been to is Bry. Have you heard of those guys?
No.
Well, it was a pop-up at the Nunwell Estate, and they cooked everything on open fire.
Nice.
Dude, it was ridiculous. But it was farm to fork. Do you know what that means?
No. So I imagine it just means not going via any processing or anything, just coming straight out and coming to the restaurant.
I think you're mostly right there, but they have a farm there, so they rear the animals there themselves, you know.
Oh, okay.
And so the food is
a bit like Clarkson's farm.
Yes, actually it is. Yeah. Yeah, and so it doesn't come from over a mile away. And you know what? You notice that the quality of it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they say that eating food close to you is very good for you.
Cool, Matt. I'm so hungry. Yeah, I'm even more hungry now. So another thing with that, you said that there's some competitions that you've also got with the channel.
Yes, mate. Yeah. So we've got some amazing competitions, and so in order to fulfil our mission of changing the face of the Isle of Wight and bringing about this excitement around Isle of Wight food, we're doing some free competitions. So the first one we're doing, which is ending in 2 days' time, is anyone can win a tomahawk steak from the cow, and they've provided that.
Oh, I love
free,
a tomahawk. Which is,
yeah, I'll do. They are. They're massive as well.
Yeah.
It's like a kilogram of steak.
How do you have your steak?
How do I have it? Rare or medium rare? I like... I mean,
I'm the same.
Yeah. I don't like...
I prefer fatty steaks. That's what I like.
Have you ever had Wagyu?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Where did you have it?
Crikey. A restaurant in Southampton, I think, to be honest. I can't remember where it was. It was a little while ago now.
I had one last week. No, the week before at the Albion when I was doing some work there. They had an Isle of Wight Wagyu. And it was served with a scallop, and I must say it was
nice. It
was like butter. It was really, really delicious and locally reared as well. But it's got the infusion of fat within the steak, doesn't it? I mean,
stop it.
The marbling.
Oh man, my stomach's going. I tell you, literally.
Really? Well, look, if you're interested in that, we are doing some other giveaways as well. We're doing a giveaway with the Albion. We're doing a giveaway with AJ Wells. They're doing a stay at Moor Farm for two nights.
That's cool.
White knuckle and white whiskey. We're giving away loads.
So how can they enter?
If you go to our website, which is goodgrief.cool,
goodgrief.cool.
Yeah, man. Or just any of our social medias, which is just good grief. You can find the competitions and the links to it. Sign up your email. I mean, that's literally the only way to enter. Yes. Is email. And guess what, Ross?
What's that?
Every single month we're doing a new competition. And if you're signed up with our email campaign, you will be automatically entered. So, you know, you could win something just by accident. You'd get an email in your inbox and going, oh, hey, Ross, this is your victory today. You know, you've won an amazing stay.
You like things like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't blame him. I'd like something like that.
I would too, actually. What am I about? I haven't got a clue.
No, so lots of interesting stuff.
No, that's really cool. That's really cool. Wow, do you know what? We could keep talking longer and longer, and I've got so much more I would actually talk to you about.
Well, let's do it again, Dave.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I'd love to come back.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure, well, at some point in the next couple of weeks, we usually play some music together.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Ross, thank you for having me.
That's okay.
I appreciate it. It's been great chatting to you both.
Yeah, no, great to have you in. So just to remind you guys, so feel free if you're interested in any lovely pictures needed for any... you might want to put it on your wall. You might want it for marketing.
Amen.
Check out Isle of Wight stock. And, yeah, check out the YouTube channel, Good Grief, for some, as I put it, culinary delights of the Isle of Wight.
That's right.
And take part in some competitions. So, yeah, thank you very much, Ruben. It's been absolutely fantastic to have you here.